I would like to see improved, and I really care about the city and would just like to become more involved and basically learn some of the process on what goes on. And I like to listen to what other people have to say and speak my opinion. And I think this would be a great opportunity for people to hear some of my ideas. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Marcel. I, too, was born and raised here. My family has local business here, and I went to school and grew up here, and I love the people and the community as well. And I just basically would like to become more active in the community, and I'm at that point in my life where I feel that I'm competent enough to contribute to the community in itself. So, thank you.
Okay, and typically how we work this is each one of us will ask both of you a question. So we'll ask the question, and then you can respond, sure. And we'll go back and forth. Okay, Betty, you want to start?
I think Mr. Zwemer alluded to it, that he's around town a lot, so he sees a lot of what's going on in terms of infrastructure, because this is primarily what this community's about. Is there a particular aspect of that? I mean, we've got cable TV, we've got sewer, we've got streets, we've got trees, we've got lighting districts. Is there one particular aspect that you have an affinity for, or?
I'm pretty much mostly involved with paying attention to the condition of the streets, trees, street signs, and street lights. Those are things that I'm a little bit of a nitpicker about, and I notice when there's small little problems with them, and they sit there for sometimes months and months. And those are things that I would like to be able to bring attention to a little easier than calling people that sometimes it just gets lost, you know, along the way. But I'm also really interested in learning more about the sewer. I'm 100%, in favor of what's been decided so far with the sewer and it going full tertiary. I said that right, and I think that's great. And as far as everybody paying for it too, what's been proposed so far, I agree with, and I just want to learn more about how all of that works basically with the sewer. And as far as cable TV, I'm in the dark about what the public works people do with that, but it's about that.
Hi. I think my biggest interest is the bigger picture of how Morro Bay is going to develop and evolve down the road in a longer-term picture. I'm in regards to utilities like power lines. I would like to see those underground. Those type of issues have to be calibrated with fiscal issues naturally. And so each one of those topics that you are addressing are asking about really are, there's a lot more depth to them, and I'd like to.
What can you bring besides an interest to or knowledge of to the Public Works Advisory Board?
Oh, sorry. Okay. My background is in architecture primarily, and refrigeration, marine refrigeration, and fishing, commercial fishing. We have a lot of. My family has a lot of ties with the commercial industry, commercial fishing industry, and my personal development has been in the field of architecture and
any particular concentration in architecture?
A lot of residential plan developments in Napomo. I did some work in Black Lake, some subdivisions there, a lot of custom houses around up and down the Central Coast. I began my studies in Arizona through my brother-in-law, who is a graduate of Taliesin West School of Architecture. It's Frank Lloyd Wright. And I learned quite a bit from him and through that institution as well, and as well as the Cal Poly program that we have here that we've been blessed, actually, to have so close to us. and all the small businesses that we have here, all the little restaurants that have so much growth potential, and I like to think that I have a pretty good idea of where the tourism is coming from in this area and how it affects our local economy. I think that pretty much sums up what I was trying to say.
Okay, and again, I'm going to have you move your chairs a little bit. If, Gabriel, you could move yours back a little bit. I'm trying to see on the monitor where people are going to see. There we go. I think that does it. Okay, John, go ahead.
Education-wise, I'm a Morro Bay High School graduate. That's as far as I've gone. I've owned and operated my own gardening service ever since I graduated in 94. And I just really pay attention to my surroundings and like things to look good. I love Morro Bay, and I like the way it looks, and I like the little improvements that have been done lately. And I think it could continue to grow in a responsible fashion. And I would just like to be part of helping that process, basically. I have a lot of good ideas. I've done lots of traveling, seen lots of different places. And as far as I'm concerned, my views and ideas about things, I would like to kind of throw some different things in there as other places I've seen that things have worked well.
Okay.
First, I just want to say thanks for, you know, applying, and both of your guys' reasons for applying are laudable, and you're to be commended, and I'd like to take you both if I could. Unfortunately, we can only do one. John, you've talked about ideas. You mentioned ideas on a couple of... So you're talking promotional type things and...
I want to see the city just continue to grow on a slow and managed pace, and I'm not sure.
Okay, and as a member of PWEB, how do you see your role as a member of PWEB?
I want to use this as a learning experience and just listen basically as what's going on inside the city and learn more about it, because I'm interested in it and I want to get more involved.
Okay, thanks. And just for fairness, let's ask Gabriel the same questions as far as how do you see your role as a member of PWEB?
I would have to say my role would be to speak definitely for the fishermen, the commercial fishermen of this town. I believe that that's the foundation of where this town began, and I'm afraid to see it get hurt anymore. And it's been terrorized, essentially, in my opinion. And it's been done so in a government manner. And I would like to contribute to protect that, to protect that aspect of our community, among other things. And hopefully contribute to some responsible development of our community.
Okay. Have either of you ever watched a PWEB meeting and see what they do?
I have.
I've not. Okay. I don't even know what PWEB.
PWEB.
Okay. No. Sure. Negative.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
I will though.
So, John, just to clarify, you have watched a Public Works Advisory Board meeting?
I've seen three or four.
Yeah, they're not often thrilling TV, but you've seen some of the range of subjects that they...
The ones I've seen, they've basically been talking about the sewer.
Right, okay. So I'd like to ask both of you. First, I'd like to just comment that it's so good to see people in their 30s applying for these jobs. And the last couple of people who've gone on to PWEB were younger people. And you're the future of Morro Bay, really. So I thought I would ask, have either of you volunteered or worked for any city organizations? And this would be outside the city, like Friends of the Library or Friends of the Firefighters, anything like that, or organizations in town?
I volunteer my time with Morro Bay Beautiful. I started at the beginning of last year because that was the easiest thing to, you know, they want anybody, and it was the best thing that I could think to do as far as making a difference, as far as doing little projects here and there. My partner and I replanted the northmost median down in front of the power plant for Morro Bay Beautiful after it got torn up from the boardwalk. And we have a little planter that's on the corner of Main Street, Morro Bay Boulevard. I also used to work for the city of San Luis part-time year-round for the Parks Department. And so I'm used to listening people from there as far as...
And I've worked... committee to build a park here in town a long time ago. There's been quite a few, and to be truthful, I'm a little nervous right now. I can't think of them right now. But there've been a few, and I can get back to you on that, definitely.
Okay. Given that Public Works is streets and trees and sewers, things like that, if you had, and it doesn't go very far, but if you had $100,000, where do you think it would best be spent in one of those areas? And you can divide it up even.
We can divide the amount of money up? Okay.
Yeah, you can say, you know, so much to streets, so much to trees, or whatever, if you like.
I would like to see more city property be beautified landscape-wise. I love how the middle of the cloisters when you drive in that park is very well maintained, and I understand that there's a homeowners association that pays for that. But I think, you know, if the new roundabout that's getting put in was really pretty planted out, and where's the, you know, I know there's a Parks and Rec Commission, but what's the name of the little park going out to the rock? Coleman Park? That's in dire need of something to be done. I love the new boardwalk, but I don't like how they just sprayed down the sand cover. I don't know if there are seeds or whatnot growing in there, but I think that could have had something basic done and could still be done in the next few years if there's money to be done, and whatever they've put down there doesn't seem to take. So, you know, in trees, I like the trees that are planted on the sides of Highway 1 coming in and out, north and south. I believe Morro Bay Beautiful takes care of most of those. But the city could, you know, chip in and do more of that. And, of course, potholes, everybody's favorite thing. It seems like they're getting slower and slower to get those potholes taken care of. And I realize it's money, but they are very important to get those smoothed out.
Sorry, could you repeat the question again?
If you had $100,000.
Is it $100,000?
Yeah, where would you direct it?
I think if I had $100,000, to be truthful, there's not a whole lot you could do with $100,000. I would build some sort of felt forum to attract people from out of town to see the natural beauty that's already here and hopefully get their money invested to do something a little bit bigger than I could accomplish with $100,000 alone.
I know, that's the kind of question we're faced with a lot, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there are answers to those questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, anybody? Anything else you want to say, either one of you?
No.
Okay.
It's a nice day outside. Thank you.
Okay, so what we do now is we have a ballot, and we each put our name, you know, our selection down, and then we hand them to Andrea.
Extremely well-suited for them. We also, last council meeting, have we already handed these in? I guess we have. Last council meeting, we started the motions to create a committee to look at bringing businesses in, what businesses would be a good fit for Morro Bay, and then how do we get them here. So... you might, both of you, have areas of expertise in some parts of that, and you might both keep that in mind also.
Okay, Andrea, do we have a result yet?
Yes, good evening, Council. The vote tally was John Zwiemer, excuse me, received 4 votes, and Gabriel received 1 vote. And here's the rundown of how the votes went. Councilmember Demerit voted for Mr. Zwiemer. Councilmember Grantham voted for Mr. Marciel. Councilmember Peters voted for Mr. Zwiemer. Councilmember Winholtz, I'm sorry, Mayor Peters. Did I say Mayor Peters? Councilmember Winholtz voted for Mr. Zwiemer, as well as Councilmember Pierce.
Thank you. Congratulations, John. And Marcel, please do come back. There's other things, especially what Bill just mentioned. There's a lot of places we'd like you to be involved.
I would suggest you apply for the Planning Commission.
I was hoping that I could learn something here that I could apply.
Absolutely.
Well, you might start watching both of those, but start watching the Planning Commission and get familiar with what they're doing, because I think your areas of expertise would be very well suited for that.
And if I may... Both of you in the interview process mentioned things that are really fit for other boards. Mr. Zwiemer, is that how you pronounce it? You were talking about businesses and things like this, and of course you're on PWEB now, but you know there are openings for like city promotions and things, and so if you're interested in that, something to keep in mind. And Mr. Marcel, you were talking about, I think, the fairly passionately, you talked about the fishermen. Keep your eyes and ears open for things like Harbor Advisory Board openings and things like this. Don't go away. We don't want anybody that wants to serve and wants to serve because of the reasons you want to serve. We like that. So please don't be discouraged in any way. And we'd like to see you back trying again.
Thank you very much. And with that, yes.
Once a person is appointed to a specific committee, are you allowed to try for another one as well?
No. Usually the appointments are all in January, unless we have a vacancy in between. But yes, you can certainly do that. You can switch.
And Mayor Peters, if I might.
You can't add to another one.
No.
Have to switch.
You'd have to switch, yeah. Yes, Melody.
If I might, I would just say that... that's where I got my start, was PWEB, and so I've always been fond of PWEB. It's a nice committee, handles lots of different things, and he'll be contacted by people who will orient you and tell you about the next meeting and how you get your information for that. And do we know how long his term is that he's filling, 4-year?
I think it was in here. 1 4-year term.
By Gabriel or by Gabe?
Oh.